It's a Tuesday in March, and I have plans. I always have plans. It's what I do. But these are particularly epic, even for me. I might have been born too late to speak feminist truth to Puritan patriarchal power, but I have my own calling. I am here to make St. Cyprian a better place. Don't laugh. You can't fix the world until you sort out your own backyard. I intend to do both. Since my first St. Cyprian community project with my second grade class, I have put everything I am into this shining jewel of a river town, the people lucky enough to live here, and the shops that carve out their spots on the cobbled streets, like my own intensely independent bookstore. For all the women who came before me who weren't allowed, or those who carved out their way and were shunned for it, fist pumps optional. I pump a few on my own in the kitchen, because there are few things in this life that psych a girl up more than a fist pump. One of those things is coffee. Another is sugar. Combine all three, and I'm ready to face the day. But first, I need to face my roommate. My roomie and best friend, Georgie Pendell, grew up in the rickety old house next door, but moved in with me when she could no longer bear another moment of agony in her parents' house. Her dramatic words, not mine. She's been here 5 years, sprawled out over the third floor, and using the extra bedroom I'd assumed she'd make into an office as a library instead. Mind you, what Georgie calls a library gives me hives. It's an overflowing catastrophe of books piled into tottery towers that she refuses to let me organize for her. The last time I tried to go inside, the door only opened about 2 inches before hitting one of her stacks. She insists it's exactly the way she wants it. And that's fine, because Wild House is big enough for the both of us. In fact, bigger than we need. With my parents gone living the high life in Europe and my sister's defection to who knows where after our high school graduation, the house had seemed too big. I had been thrown for a loop when both my sister and parents left St. Cyprian within a year of each other, though I'd rallied the way I always do. My sister, Rebecca, had always been a free spirit. My parents had always been socially ambitious. So why not take that as far as it could go on the continent? I had the town. I had my friends. I got to live in this piece of history with my grandmother. Yet when my grandmother died a few years later and left me here alone, the old house felt like an ominous, rattling thing that might swallow me whole. Winter had seemed to seep in, cruel and unforgiving. The halls had seemed too long, the lights too dim. Possibly I was grieving the loss of Grandma, the loss of my family, who I knew had their reasons for staying away. In Rebecca's case, because she always had reasons, no matter how little she communicated those reasons. Or returning only for the funeral, in my parents' case, and then rushing back to their European adventure. It felt a little stormy there for a while. My silly, happy, eccentric best friend moving in has been like letting in the sunshine. Organizational challenges aside, having her here makes these early mornings with the whole of Wild House creaking around me, like it's singing its own song while I wake, feel less lonely. Not that I allow loneliness in my life. I swat it down like an obnoxious fly anytime it pops up. Because loneliness is a betrayal of all the women who came before me, and I am not going to be the Wild who lets them down. I'm the current caretaker of this landmark of a house that's been in my family some 300 years, since the first Wild wisely made the long trek away from the Massachusetts colony and settled down in this part of Missouri where two great rivers meet, the Mississippi and the Missouri. I like the idea of roots that deep and rivers that tangle together. I like this house that towers above me with its uneven floors and oddly shaped rooms. I like where it sits in town, on one end of Main Street, like a punctuation mark. And I really like that my best friend is always right here within reach. Because before I head off to my beloved Confluence books today,